نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. وأما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله العظيم. أن تعبد ربك كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأما بعد، my dear brothers, dear friends, I don't have the command on English, but I'll take the opportunity to facilitate my brother. And this is the habit of, and this is the, this is the habit of, this is the habit of our mashayikh also, okay. Because they regard that everyone should understand, and English is your branded basket here, so it's not difficult for you to understand. And my English is not that good as well. However, we are talking to some certain subject. The purpose is to visit you. It's not to have any entertainment or to make sightseeing. The purpose is only one. That purpose took me to Perth, then to Canberra, and then few days I'm with you, then inshallah going to Adelaide before returning. Though I came for a personal visit to my children, but everyone has his duty. Either we are doing the job or we are off the job. Both ways we have certain duty which we are bound to do. And we are here to remind that lesson which is mostly forgotten in this time. So first of all, we should understand that what is the need, what we are doing, whether it is required, whether it is mandatory, whether it is optional, we should do it or we should not do it. So unless something is not clear in the mind, performing itself will not benefit us. So I have recited one ayah in Surah Al Imran. This is the main ayah which is used from 200 ayah which is mentioned in Quran about the Amar of Zikr. The order of the Zikr is there. And when Allah has ordered Zikr, is in the different kinds. Like we make prayers, is also Zikr. We are reciting Quran, is also Zikr. We are making Tasbih, it is also Zikr. We are making Tabligh, Dawah, it is also Zikr. But there is another Zikr for which we are discussing now, which is our topic now, which does not disconnect from you for a single moment, for a single breath. So now, because this is forgotten, this is not known to the people, and when you talk about this, say, where it is given? Because something, when it is matruk, when some people are not following something for a long period, they think it is not there. And second point of sorrow is this, that it is not only in the subcontinent, my brother knows, even in the Arab countries also same, in Lebanon, in Syria and Egypt, you will find such kind of mashayikh in tasawwuf, which are not practicing Muslim, but they claim they are doing zikr. So the general educated people like me also get irritated. How it comes when you follow tasawwuf or ahsan, then you drift away from Sharia? It should not happen. That if someone is telling you that you perform zikr and you need not to pray because you are already doing zikr and you are already breathe is continuous with the zikr. So these people are found in our country 99%, and they have only one objective, looking at your pocket, nothing else. You will find our political leaders like Shah Mahmood Qureshi, his father Makhdoom Sajjad Hussain Qureshi, Makhdoom Talibul Maula, Peer Pagada, and such kind of hundreds. These are some known figures I told you. You will find millions followers for them. Whether their following of millions will tempt us to go on that path? No. Because it is not tempting us, so we are in state of denial. We simply refuse, it is not there. Which is not correct. So this, our Shaykh has written a book, Dalail al-Suluk, in English, and we are trying to translate it in Arabic for our brothers. We hope we may succeed. Because when you translate from this, because mostly references are from Arabic, from Quran and from Persian, when you translate it into English, that message is really lost. So we are lucky that partly he can understand what our message is. Otherwise, it's difficult to translate it in the actual meanings. This is why whenever you read the same book in English, it does not transmit the same message exactly what was written in Arabic or Urdu. So the message is that in the success of this life, we find many ways and means in front of us. This one way of mean, we see, is mudaris in front of us, and there is a lot of work in all the countries, including these countries also. Alhamdulillah, you are having some mudaris in Sydney, Brisbane, on, so on, in Pakistan also, India also, Egypt also. So this education is also very important and foremost. No one can say there is no need. But now we are in worldly matters. We don't want to go to the madaris also, and we don't want to get a little knowledge from the scholars as well, which is very mandatory that if we go to scholars, then only we'll know what is our aqaid, what is our belief, and how we should pray. The second thing is Dawa wa Tamligh, which is very functional from last 100 years. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah bless him. Why he started this? This is also not communicated to us correctly. If you see the history of the centuries, how the Islam was spreading, it is wrongly narrated that it is spreaded by the wars, or it is spread by the various. Actually, it is spread by the Sufia for hundreds of years, maybe a span of 1,000 years is there. But now the time has come when Hazrat Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh felt that people are not going to Sufia at all. Because this path of Sufia, I am going to clarify what is it before I am giving you the foundation, why we are in need of doing it nowadays more than the past. Because in the past, people were already having this talab. There was an urge in the heart to know what is the Zikrullah. That urge is diminished. And this passage is like that. This Zikrullah itself is mandatory. Wala Zikrullahi Akbar. And Allah is giving an order. Allazina yazkurun Allah. The people who are performing the Zikr. And in three conditions. Yazkurun Allah qiyamun wa qu'udun wa ala junubin. Either they are standing, or they are sitting, or they are laying. And these are the three conditions a man is having gifted from Almighty Allah, which we say it is Wahabi, or you can say it is Ilham min Allah. If a child is coming into this life, he is not taught that how he will lay on the bed, but he is already knowing. See, when 6 month age is there, you educate him or not, he starts sitting. When his age is 1 year, he start walking and standing. So these three conditions are already gifted from Almighty Allah. You need not to teach, but all others are options. You are running, you are jogging, you are flying, you are driving, you are swimming. So these are the optional things you are having. So that is not mentioned. And the Mufassir Qazi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah Alayh, he has written tafsir 350 years before. It is not today. It's the first Arabic tafsir written in subcontinent of India, in which he narrated that means this three condition, a man is not coming out, means 24 hours. He should not disconnect from Allah. And on many accounts, Allah himself is ordering, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. You should not become from the people who are ignorant. And who are the ignorants? This also said in the hadith, the man who is making zikr, he is alive. The man who is not performing zikr is like dead man. That is why Khalid bin Walid, when he was going for one harp, this ghuswa, he said, give me 60 people. Why 60? Because 60,000 is there. One high is equal to 1,000 meta. 1,000 dead people, one alive is enough. This was the matter of faith. That faith is diminished. So Hazrat Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh started to work on our zahir. Means people should learn and know what is the value of the prayers, what is the value of the zikr. That is why this Fazail Amal, you see, this whole bab is available in which all those methods which we are narrating is written there. Because it is forgotten, the people who are doing tabligh, they are also from us. It's not a blame game. It's a truth. We study in the school, we study in the college. There is no talk about the faith. There is no talk about the zikrullah. This how you come across, because Allah has already decided to come on this path. This is why whenever we come, like I visited Perth, and Perth, you know, there's no one available who is in our fold. I called my sheikh that I am going to Perth, you just pray for us. He said, you go, your duty is going, but you don't make any announcement in any masajid, you don't knock the door of any house, because this is a mandatory act. When you tell A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, X, Y, Z, and he says, no, I don't do, where it is written, means you are putting him in the state of denial, you are bringing him to the such conditions, you are unable to explain. It's our incapacity, or it is our inability to make him understand. Then if this man gets drifted away, you become sinful because of that. He is becoming sinful also, but you are also becoming cause of it. So that is why what is directed by our mashayikh is that to invite those people only who can understand what the message is. And always try to remember, Allah has already made it very clear in Quran, قَلِيلًا مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very, very few people are there who are thankful to me. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. Very lesser people are, this is in our practice. If I am having a job of $1,000, I seek for $2,000. If I am having $2,000, I seek for $4,000. I have $4,000, I seek for $8,000. Multiple years, around 38 years I have worked in the Gulf, which is a very rich region. And whenever we were coming to custom, in early 80s, they said, you are coming from paradise. You reward us also from, because we are coming from Jannah, bring us some gift. that is way, their way, you know. So this was long time known as paradise. But when you are there, you are inside, like you are inside Australia, you know the truth better than me. So when I stayed in Gulf, I know the truth inside me, that people are still not satisfied. See, none of my colleague is having less than billions. Forget about millions. Because earning so long, so much money, then still they are multiplying. If they have one factory, they want another. If they have one marriage house, they want another. If they have one bank account, they want another. They want to multiply. Is there any end? There's no end. Greed has no ending. Whenever you go for taking tea or go to the mess and you by mistake sit with such people. But one thing I should tell, I must admire among our Arab brethren, this thing is not there. Maybe they are very wealthy, maybe they are very poor, but they don't talk about this that much, as much this habit is found in subcontinent. Very sorry to say. In our people, the greed is much more. These people are wealthy, okay, but still they are not talking about wealth that much. I'll multiply this way and that way. Our talk is too much. See, and if you talk about maal, the hub of maal will only come to you. If talk about Allah, then the value of Allah will come into the heart. So coming to the subject, this tabligh is there, madaris is there, and these way of education is very, very important. It is not something which we can ignore. But for both things, what is required? Even you are getting religious education or you are going for preaching. In both ways, what is needed is the first hadith of Bukhari, إِنَّمَ عَلَى مَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. If your intention is not good, either you go for tabligh or you go for madaris. My intention is that I become scholar, I will earn money, I will go to Australia, I will go to Gulf. Then it is lost. The message is lost. So this is why Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah, he was one of the great scholars born in India maybe 100 years back. he was asked by some ignorant person that you are already known as the biggest scholar in the face of India, and you have gone and made bay'ah with the Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makki Rahmatullah in Makkah, whereas he is not an alim, as he is having very less education. Then his answer is the milestone to make us understand. He said, when I was not knowing, I was not having ilm, I had no knowledge, I was not knowing the weightage of amal, wazan of amal was not known to me. So when I became alim, I got religious education, I came to know what is prayer, what is the weightage of prayer. In Yawmul Qiyamah, when the amal will be there, they are not counted, they are weighed. Maybe Abdul Samad has prayed only 2 rak'ah and I have prayed 100 rak'ah. His 2 rak'ah is more valuable than my 100 rak'ah, because what akhlas he prays. Now who is teaching akhlas? That is the main thing missing now. Which Hazrat Ilyas Rahmatullah, what he was doing, he was making talab in them and sending them to Awliya Allah to refine their heart and come back. This is why it is written in one of his books, this making this jawla, which in Arabic they call, and gashd in Urdu, without zikr is nothing than making a surrounding. Maybe you are going here and there, will not bring the result. Why? Because when you go to different people, their zulma, their darkness will fall on your heart. And if your heart is not clean, how you will stand with? This message is lost now. When what I have seen in Pakistan, if I have seen in the Gulf also, when people are going for this gasht or jawla, the people who are leaving behind, they were in the past they were used to perform zikr, this kind of zikr. Now they are performing this tasbih only, la ilaha illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and they think this is zikr. And when you talk about this thing, this is something maybe new for them, because it is not discussed. So if it is not discussed, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Like, you know, if a diamond is not available, jewels are not available, and gold is rare, no one can deny it. He will be in search of it. He will be in need of it. The same way, now the message of the tasawwuf is with bogus Sufia. Then we have to always try to find out the real Sufia, because Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Azza Jal, when taught us begging from him, we ourselves don't know how to beg from Allah. The first surah, first verse itself in Quran is Suratul Fatiha. In this, when Allah is teaching Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, this is what we are praising Allah, defining the greatness. How gracious he is, how merciful he is, how great he is. We are exaggerating his greatness. And then, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. We only seek your help and we only pray and worship to Allah. After that, what is directing us? إِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. After making this prelude, the pre-requirement to Allah, what we are begging? إِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. You show us the right path and give hadaya to the right path. What is that right path is also defined in next ayah. An sirat allazina an'amta alayhi. The path of those people on whom you made the in'am, who are rewarded. So this rewarded, undoubtedly, undisputedly, Anbiya alayhi muslim are the first group. From Adam alayhi salam to Rasulullah alayhi salam, all are included in this. When they have been not there, then Sahaba have done that duty. Then they were not there, the Tabi'in has done this duty. When Tabi'in not there, Taba Tabi'in did this duty. So it means until this dunya is there, Allah has decided to keep it until when. So this, some people among us will be there who are in this quality, anamta alayhim. That's why we call it self salihin. There is a group of salihin which is connected to the time of Rasulullah and this Qurunul Ula, Kharul Karune Karni, Summal Ladina Lunahum, Summal Ladina Lunahum. So these three times which Rasulullah has defined already are the best. And after that, we are travelling toward the worst and then worst. But still among us Allah has kept such people, and we should be in search of them. And what these people are desiring from us, if they are desiring dunya, if they are asking something, you bring me the gift, just don't go behind them. If they are correcting you, they are thinking about your akhirah, then we should be in search of such people. And but before going for the search of such people, or before adopting such a mean and method, we should be very definite that it is available from Nusus al-Quran, Nusus al-Ahadith, and there is a ta'amul also. There is a continued following. It doesn't say, I said, you just simply start doing because of Zahid is doing or Ahmed Sahib is doing. It has nothing to do with me. It is to do with the order of Allah. So when we come to you, we come to communicate this grief, what is in our heart, to exchange with you. This is why our mashayikh, when their health was good, they were traveling abroad, they were communicating only one message. We purchased our own ticket. We are spending our own time. If anyone has given us anything, he can take back. Only the purpose is to exchange that grief. What is in our heart? जिसे उर्दू में दर्द दिल कहते हैं कि अपना दर्द दिल बांटने के लिए आते हैं बिकॉज यू पीपल कुड अंडरस्टैंड इट सो आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू एक्सचेंज इट इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड इट कॉन्टिन्यूडली और मोमेंटरीली वहू अल मकसूद दिस इज द पर्पज अवर विजिट इज पेड फॉर अदरवाइज वी हैव कम एंड कन्वेड टू द मैसेज अवर जॉब इज ओवर लाइक इब्राहिम अलैहिस्सलाम अल्लाह हैज ऑर्डर हिम टू से अज़्ज़न लिन्नास. Until today we are saying Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. People will come to follow, our duty is over. Our duty is only to communicate what we understand right for us in a right manner. And if there is a weakness in that telling, this is from our nafs. If there is a strength in telling this is min Allah. Because Allah only gives the strength to the man or humankind or to the words of expression so that others could understand what I mean to say is. So what I initially explained to you, that around 200 ayah in Quran is by the order of Allah, the zikr is mandatory. And now zikr is having many types, and this type which we are discussing now is matruk. It is not followed from long time, so people thought perhaps it is not there. For this our Shaykh Hazrat Allah Yaqan Rahmatullah Alayh decided, these people will not come, they are too much indulged in dunya. So let me come out of my village. He started the work in Pakistan, going to different villages, different towns, and speak in front of the like-minded people. So slowly the people gathered and few hundred people joined. And then when our Shaykh got this succession from him, he decided to take the same task to the overseas. And he has cemented the same foundation right from Peshawar up to Karachi in Pakistan. Then he has gone to India. In India you will find it in Chennai, in Madras also. You will find it in Saharanpur. You will find it in Delhi. You will find it in Bangladesh, in Dhaka, Chittagong, and so on. Same way in Malaysia, Indonesia. And at last it has come to your region. It is our fortune, luck. We are fortunate that this message is coming at our doorstep. Instead, the thirsty man should go to the well. Well is coming to the thirsty people. The message itself is coming. We are not going in such. Once it comes to you, please value it. The demand is not this that you leave your homes. Demand is not this you leave your jobs. Be with Allah. You are on your job, you should be a good zakir in the job itself. You are on your duty, you should be a good zakir. And how is the reflection? When you start doing this, your this muamala should reflect better than others. It should not happen that because I am performing zikr, now I am free to do whatever I want. The other abbreviation the Mashaykh has taken for the Suluk or the Tasawwuf, what I am narrating in front of you, this second is known as Hadith Jibrail, for which I took this Antabud Rabbaka ka annaka tara fa illam takun tarahu fa innahu yarak. Jibrail alayhi salam has come in the shape of a human being and asked Rasulullah salam, like a person who is raising the question, Mal Iman. Rasulullah has read Shahada. Then he asked Mal Islam. Then Rasulullah has selected five pillars of Islam. Then he asked Mal Ihsan. Rasulullah answered this, what I read in the beginning. Anta'abud Rabbaka ka'annaka tarah. You worship your Allah in a manner that you are seeing Allah. If it is not possible, then Allah is always seeing. If I go to an office and I know my boss is watching me, my performance will enhance. I'll outperform my job. But if I know he is not seeing, I don't care. Now Allah, that we know, everyone knows, he has a faith, he is reading in Quran, he is reading in a hadith, that Allah is there. But that is not translating into our heart. That's why we are careless. Once it comes into our heart, how can we dare to do? We are on the job, but we'll be honest. We'll not care because our boss is seeing or not seeing. Because this is what, from where we are earning the bread for our children. So we should be honest to it. If I am making tijara or I am making business, I'll be an honest businessman. If I am dealing with someone, I will deal honestly. If I make a promise, I will honor the promise. That will, cleaning the heart will bring you the fruit immediate. What reward you are going to get later on, that is unimaginable. What is behind the wall, that only that you will come to know after you close the eyes. Every teacher prepares his students for a resultant. Like you are studying in matric or you are studying in secondary school, the teacher is waiting when my students will appear in the final exam and what result they bring. When you bring good result, is very happy. Likewise, madaris students are being studied there. When they complete their education, they bring their shahada and degrees, the teachers are very happy, very glad that my children have performed. The same way the Sufiya, Mashaykh, they are educating us that how our breath will start remembering Allah, and the result will come when innamal amalu bil khatim. Rasulullah has said the amal are dependent of your end. When your end comes, that when you go from this world, you should remain on that. I am always Muslim, but until in the last breath I deny Islam, then Islam is gone. A man is not on Islam until last breath, but in the last minute he becomes Muslim, he is Muslim. And for having this ni'mah or having this blessing, this is very important to educate your breath. Because when the Sukratul Maut comes, when this time of the death comes, then no tongue works, only the heart works or the breath works. And if you teach your heart and breath to strike in the name of Allah or to inhale in the name of Allah, then the job is over. The job is done. This is what our Mashaykh wants, that when we go from this world, we should go with Allah. When once you go with Allah, Allah will alhamdulillah forgive you. Allah will catch whom? Who is not obeying him? Who is not with him? So you remain in dunya. How you remain? As Rasulullah said, kun fit dunya ka anna ka gharibun awabir subayl. Like a stranger or like a person who is passenger. Have you seen anyone laying his bed on the airport or the railway station or on the bus stand? Though these all three places are very beautiful in these countries, but no one is staying there. He is simply catching his flight and going, catching the train is going. The same way, this life which Allah has given us in dunya is just spending the time on a railway station or on bus stand or an airport. And time is also very less. This 60, 70 years, 80 years, 100 years, and we don't know whether we will pass this one, because nowadays average ages are 60, 70. This is the basement of that unlimited, indefinite life. Because after this, which life is going to come, it has no fana, it has no end. This life has to go. Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. No one can say that I have come today, I will not go tomorrow. And he will not be asked. This is what Allah Himself says. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. Nobody knows what he is going to do tomorrow. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. No one knows in which earth he is going to die, which land he will die. That is also unknown. Mm-hmm. See, my mother, she, when my father has expired, she desired I should die only in Multan, my hometown. She was not even going anywhere. But Qudratullah, فَوْقَ إِرَادَتُنَا. So Allah's decision is above our thinking. My brother requested, no, you come to Norway, we'll put your PR, then you will get this pension and this and that. We all brothers behind our mother, literally we forced her to go. And there, by chance, you say, or if the time has come, she died in a car accident. Only her dead body came. She died in Norway. So it is not you who decide. It is Allah who is deciding. When, where, in the air or in the land or in the car, Allah only knows. So we must be ready for that. Our bag should be ready to go. And lesser the baggage is, lesser the problem is. And how, baggage doesn't mean that you don't buy a house, you don't buy a car. The baggage means don't take the liabilities of others on your shoulder. Don't snatch your brother's right. Don't snatch the sister's right. Don't snatch the neighbor's right, which is very common in our country. I don't know about brother Mustafa, how is it in Egypt, but in Pakistan, very common. When a male person dies, suppose my father dies, all the sons will divide the wealth. They will not care for the daughters and sisters. And they are not dare to ask. They will simply keep quiet. This is a very traditional in our country. Mm-hmm. Why? And when they close their eyes, the first question will be in front of them. Mm-hmm. Immediate payback is there. There is no delay. Sometime you find such people have to pay back in this life itself. But say for an instance, they go successfully, they are enjoying with this wealth. But once eyes closes, you have to answer. A very tough time is waiting. Apparently this look, it's difficult. How we'll do this? But this difficulty is nothing in front of the difficulty which is in waiting. So always the person, you have come from overseas, you have planned something when you were in Pakistan or you were in Egypt, in your country, you have seen behind the wall that my future is like that. If I plan like this, then it will happen like this. You are not certain, but you have certain planning which is not known to you. It is behind the wall only. So seeing behind the wall is always wisdom. That wisdom is prevailing for worldly matters. It is not prevailing that when this life will diminish, we should start thinking about that. Because our Mashayikh says, we all ourselves are like a place to visit. So instead of visiting other places, while before sleeping, just for a minute, make muraqabah of yourself. Make tour of yourself. Whether I have paid all the liabilities, I am taking loan from someone, I have the intention to return. You will find the pious people, the muttaqi people, apparently, and they are not clear in muamilat. You borrow any money, you lend any money to them, and they will not return to you. So this is not deen. Because if I am an alam, if I am Sufi, and I am not clear in the muamalat, means nothing I have learnt. The first thing is taught with us is that we have to pray all prayers as the everyone prays. So there is no holiday in the prayer. Because I am performing zikr, so I should not do it. And secondly, we have been asked to do this zikr bil ghuduwwi wal asal. As Allah has ordered us in the Quran, Allah Himself has taught. This is in Surah Al-A'raf, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wazkur Rabbaka fi nafsika تَزَرُّعُوا وَخِيفَةً مِنْ دُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. That you remember me in yourself. And how? That you should not raise your voice and you should be fearing from Allah. And without raising the voice from your tongue. And in the morning, in the evening. رجال الله تنهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. So Allah is giving the quality. In Surah Noor, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر في حسبه يسبح له في بالغدو والعصار. In morning and evening, it is already narrated in Quran itself. So in morning means the best time is the tahajjud time. Before Fajr. So we are the beginners or we are weak, no problem, make at Fajr time. Still, we get up late and Fajr we are praying in the last minutes due to duty or due to laziness. How to throw back the laziness? That once you make an intention, complete it. Let it be late but complete it. Once Hazrat has called one Sathi in Lahore, his family told that he is making zikr and that was the time of Ishraq. Hazrat has called him back and he told, I am very much pleased. If you could not get up in Tahajjud, at least you are doing in Ishraq time. He was afraid that the Shaykh will be very unhappy and say, oh, why you are performing late? At least you are performing. This is better than not doing. The excellent is this, that 20 minutes we make zikr, 20 minutes we make muraqabah. But if you don't have the time, make 10 minutes each. If you don't have the time, make 5 minutes each. Doing something is better than not doing anything. So that you should be in habit of it. Because there is a hadith in which Rasulullah has said, حَبُّ الْعَمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَذْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ خَلَّ. Allah loves those amal which are continue. The continuity is there. They are always there. They are not doing one day or not doing, though they are very less. You make 2 rakah, but make daily. Today I am making 20 rakah, and tomorrow I am not getting up for fajr. This is not required. So be in the middle. Khairul umuri awsituha. This is also an hadith that the best is what? That you remain in the middle. Don't be on one extreme or the other extreme. And these three things are attached with each other. The first is Sharia. We cannot leave anything which is defined in Sharia. The second is this tariqat or tasawwuf or ihsan, whatever you call it, that we should perform zikr on our heart. Then third is, which is forgotten also nowadays, that when you make this work hard on your heart, work hard on your body, and after that, how it is possible that you absolve the right of the other people. Be rights conscious. What is told in Urdu? Mu'amilat. Or Haqqul Ibad in Arabic. Haqqul Ibad is of many kinds. The right of the neighbor, right of your children, right of your spouse, right of your parents, right of your brothers and sisters, right of your society. See, you live here, your neighbor may be a kafir. But you cannot get away by saying to Almighty Allah, he was kafir, why should I care? No, you are. You are supposed to. This is the difference in the Muslim and non-Muslim. They don't care what we are. But we have to care what they are. They are our neighbor. We should make a hello hi with him and we try to know him or her that how is their health, if they are in any need. So this asking is required from Islam. Rasulullah, you see, there are many examples helping Jews, helping Mushrikeen, not considering that either they are Muslims or non-Muslims, regardless. That's why Rasulullah says, Rahmatulil Alameen. He's the merciful for the whole mankind, for regardless Muslim or non-Muslim, for which some poets in the non-Muslims have taken the advantage. Ek Muslim ka Muhammad pe ijara to nahi. Pyar ho jaye kisi ko, koi chara to nahi. But they have not reach to that level which Alhamdulillah Allah has given you or me that understanding. So in this the way we perform is, this is having the history of 500 to 600 years. Because why I am explaining to you, these are very common questions which our friends face, that where it is given, how you are performing this zikr, and you are making zikr from nose and from here, and nose is not nazif, then will we stop breathing if it is not nazif? Because it is a filtration method Allah has already given in the body. Before, in the time of Rasulullah, when a person, male or female, with the naked eyes seen Rasulullah even for lahza, for a single second, and he died. Or he didn't get the chance to see again. And contrary to it, that Rasulullah has seen any person, male or female, with his own naked eyes, and that man or woman is blind, and it is only lahza, a second, and this man has passed, he has not seen Rasulullah again. This man has become Sahabi, and this woman has become Sahabiya. And if the awliya Allah on the face of earth all gather, they cannot reach to the dust of the feet of these people who have seen only for 1 second. Because this is so great ni'mah which we cannot believe. We cannot understand, because we are not born in that time. This, likewise, when they were spending a single second, their heart was getting enlightened. And think about those people who stayed years together. And again, you see, when Jibreel as-Salam has come to Rasulullah, what Rasulullah was doing until the age of 40 years, he has not declared his prophethood. He was going to Ghar Hira, cave of Hira. For what? And there, he was definitely doing something where Jibreel as-Salam has come and asked, Iqra. He said, Ana wa abiqari. This is a very renowned hadith known to everybody. Then Rasulullah was embraced and hugged by Jibreel as-Salam first time. Then also he said, Ana wa abiqari, I am unable to read. Then second time. Then third time he was able to read. What was communicated through Jibreel as-Salam from Allah? To the heart only. And whole of this Holy Quran, it is revealed by Rasulullah, but where it has come? It has come through Ruhul Amin Jibreel as-Salam, but on the heart of Rasulullah. So the heart is such a great thing. And from there, whoever is associated to heart of the Rasulullah, only that person will succeed. Very simple and straight. Because Rasulullah, what we call this Nurun Nubuwwah, this is until today it is traveling through the heart of the Mashaykh. إِذَا بُعْسِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Once you will get up from your these graves, you will receive what you have earned from your breasts or your chest, or your what is there, heart is inside. And number of time Rasulullah has touched here and said, Taqwa hauna. This is the why Taqwa hauna, because from here the only what the Bukhari Sharif first hadith says, Inna mala malo bin niyat, that amal are based on our intentions and our niya. And niya will come only correct when the heart is enlightened and corrected. And the heart is already darkened, or it has been become dark by our sins. And even if we are not performing sins, whatever sins are performed around us, they are having an impact in this atmosphere. And eventually it brings the effect to our heart, because this heart is functioning through our breath. And whatever we breathe, it affects to the heart, because our breathing is the driving force for the heart. Either it is a pump or it is a pendulum. In both way, we have to educate it to strike in the name of the Allah and start breathing, when we inhale, say Allah, and when we exhale, we say who, and this is not with the tongue, it is with the thinking only. And once you strike your heart, gradually this shines, and one time come, it becomes shining. And once this kalb is becoming shining, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah has written in his book that one can afford to see into the eyes of sun, shams, jism suraj kehte, but no one can dare to see in the heart of the moment. It is so bright. This sun, shams or suraj is nothing in front of that. Allah has so much given strength to this heart, provided this heart should be that heart for which Allah is already saying, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَعْلُومُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنَتَ اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On the day of a judgment, your maal, your aulat, because we believe too much in our sons, you know, daughters are not mentioned here, because it's a matter of pride. I have two sons, three sons, four sons. Either sons are bringing the bread, they will bring you that much, as much is destined for you. The risk Allah has already promised, huwa khairur razikeen, He has already written in Lawh-ul-Lawh-ul Mahfuz, khalaqal mauta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Suratul Mulk, Allah has said, I have created mouth before the life. Death is already behind us, and when it will come, Allah only knows, and we should be prepared for that. What we are waiting for? We remain in this dunya, we stay with our children, we stay on our job, but keep your heart striking in the name of Allah and educate it few minutes in the morning, few minutes in the evening, so that the rest of the day, what lesson it has learnt, it will strike accordingly. It will not happen in a day or two. It's a continuous practice. Keep on doing it, and resultant you will feel. How the resultant you will feel, you can be observer of yourself. If you were doing something good before, you will start the doing better. If you are doing better, you will start doing best. If you are doing something bad, you will stop doing that bad. If you are feeling the change in yourself, then it means it is affecting you. If the change is not occurring, then either of the two things is there. Either our intentions are not good, or we are not performing well. Otherwise, it is impossible that this way of purity, the heart will not get purified. Because when Allah has narrated in Quran that Anbiya are sent for what? Yuzakkihim. They are making tazkiyah of the people. Then how they make the tazkiyah? Tazkiyah is made on the hearts. And once this comes, then you will not having any ill feeling for your brothers. And this all diseases of batan will diminish. Like we are having hasood, we are having this thinking that why he is having this, I am not having this. I will only burn myself. Hasad, riya, gharur, kibr, this all are the problem of the heart. This starts from the heart. And our body is only under the direction of the heart, it is under the commandment of the heart. So once the commander will bow down, everything will slow down. It will act according to the orders of the heart. And I'll explain that how we perform it. This I'll complete what I said. If any query is there, afterward we'll inshallah speak about it. This last and the important thing to tell is that when we come here, we have come here only for one purpose. But if anyone comes with for any other purpose also, such majalis or such the sittings are narrated in a hadith mubarakah, لا يشقى إلى جلسهم. Maybe my intention is not good, but by sitting around those people who are coming to learn purity, Allah will forgive him also. Allah is not looking Because Allah is making the decision for whole jama'ah, the whole group. Allah does not make the decision for one man. Like we are making prayer together, then maybe someone is having any shortfall in his prayer due to the one man's prayer only, who is praying to the height of purity, Allah will forgive others as well. The same thing is in this. When we gather, Allah forgive, because Malaika says, when the Malaika of Rahma is coming and bringing Rahma to this group of the people, that this man has come only for his purpose. He is not from them. He is not one of them. Then Allah says, it's the meaning of Hadith Qudsi, La yashqa ila jalisim, the person who sits along with them cannot be shaqi. So Urdu mein badbakht kehte, cannot be unlucky. This is the greatness of this path. And if I succeeded to narrate it correctly, it is min Allah. It is the kindness of Allah, His most merciful and gracious Lord of us. And if something I am unable to communicate, it is from my nafs, from myself. Please forgive me. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم وما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب.